base, we came across this concept that I found rather remote and troubling, which was that each of us has this portion of Moshe Rabbeinu in us. Can you guys hear me there? Okay. So, and somehow, we're supposed to be able to draw from this chelik of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's, we glean from that. Yispashtus ad Moshe b'chol dora v'dora. And every Jew has a portion of this Moshe Rabbeinu. So, I was looking for some sources to help us sink our teeth into this, and I found the Or Yitzchak. The Or Yitzchak was authored by Rabbi Yitzchak of Radvil, who was the son of the Zlotchev Magid. Zlotchev Magid himself was a Talmud Chover of the Baal Shem HaKodesh, so you're dealing with first generation. Sefer is a very, very emotional Sefer. You'll see some, I mean, he's in a very open Sefer, where he'll write, like, last night when I made Elias Neshama, I saw, you know, that kind of thing. So you don't see that much in modern Sfarim. So, the first piece that you have there is on Parshas Truma. And, the piece starts. Yeah? Vikasha, says Rabbi Yitzchak. Shahaya lai lichtoiv, va'asu li migdash v'shechanti b'soichai. The pasuk says, and make for me a migdash, and I will dwell in its midst. In their midst. It should have said, I will dwell in its midst, not in their midst. B'soicham mashma, because when it says I will dwell in their midst, that suggests b'soich shel Yisrael mamish, that Hashem is going to dwell in the midst of the Jews, v'leib migdash, and not in the temple. V'emes, the truth is, sh'atayr meramez ze al Yisrael, that the Torah really is indeed talking about us, about Yisrael. Hainu, that's to say, shekol echad mi Yisrael nikra migdash, every Jew is called a sanctuary. K'may oil, she came by Adam. Pasuk and Taylor. V'izhira ha-teira ha-gdeisha, the Torah warns us. Shetiu migdash la-shuvas ha-shechina. That every one of us is commanded to become a migdash so that the Shechina can dwell in our midst. Now, what's this language of migdash then? What does a migdash mean? It says, Rabbi Yitzchak, u-migdash hu-lashan ha-chana. The language of Migdash means prepare yourself, meaning shetachinu es atzmechem, that we should prepare ourselves, k'mesh kosev ayeh kedesha, like he asked, where is the kedesha referring to this woman who was designated for her work? So Migdash means prepare yourself, designate yourself, make yourself a virtual Migdash. V'zeu v'asu li migdash. That's the meaning of make for me a migdash. Shetasu li hachana. Make for me a preparation. Shetachinu atzmechem b'ashros hashchina. You should prepare yourselves to become the dwelling place of Hashem's presence. You do. Well, the result will be v'shachanti b'seicham. I will dwell in their midst. K'mei shekosuv. Hashechin itam. The pasuk says, I will dwell in their midst. Even, and this is the critical point for us guys, even b'teich tumasam, even in our compromised state. V'im tikshen, if you will ask the obvious question, come on, who you fooling? Eich yochal liyashiyya ha'odam migdash lashras hashchina boy. How can anybody think that the shchina is going to dwell in a human? After all, what are we made out of? We're made out of a putrid droplet. Lizeh Omar Kosov. Comes the pasuk. This is incredible. Kechol asher ani mare oischa. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, like everything that I have shown you, that's how you should make the Migdash. Right? V'hayu le'listav. Kechol asher ani mare loch. Everything that I've showed you. What does Aischa mean? Aischa means I have shown you to somebody else. Right? Otherwise, she said, to you. Eischa means I showed you, meaning I held you up and showed you off. Achzeu ateret. This is the answer. Shalai tikshalach. No Jew should ask. Eich yochol yisashos hashchina ba'adam ha'shafel. How can it be possible that Hashem is going to dwell in a lowly human being? V'amir kav yochol baruch hu. Kasha animar eischa maisha. Here you are, everybody. Look. I'm holding you up for the world. You're asking, how can it be that Hashem can dwell in a human? Here is Moshe Rabbeinu. Here is my guy. Here is the proof that it can happen. You're also a human like all other people. Nonetheless, the Shechina dwells in you. You, Moshe, are the instructor of the Mishkan. Vestavnis called Kalev, Vechetasu, and the structure of all of the vessels in the Migdash, and that's how all Jews should do it, appears Rashi, Vechetasu, the Doris. This is a mitzvah that's relevant today in Tavshin Ayin Hey, Ayin Dalad, whatever year it is. Just as much as it was then, it is Lidoris. This mitzvah is incumbent upon all Jews, Lidoris. Make yourselves follow the model of the Mishkan. Kishiyasu Emkach. Came Gamken Kemosha Atoise, and I'm promising that if they will work on themselves like you, Moshe, work on yourself, Bevad Animash Shinosa Besechem Hamish, my Shechina will dwell in them just as well as it dwelled in Moshe Rabbeinu. Bedaila maybe. Now, go to the next. Did I give you both? Go to the next Or Yitzchak, Parshas Pikudei. Now here, give me the sheet a second so I can just show you where it is on the page, because it looks like it's a continuation of a piece. Mishkan Ha'edus. Okay, so it's literally halfway down. The line begins with the word Eino. Right-hand column fellow on the phone. Mishkan Eidus. Why is it called, just a simple question, why is it called the Mishkan of Testimony? What's it testifying to? Shrine. Huh? Right, what's it? What is it testimony to, though?
Sure, if that's the question.
Mishkan Hashem, or Mishkan Shechina, or whatever it is, right? So he says, K'moi Shifte Ka Eidus LiYisrael. What is he saying? What is it? Again, there you find the same language. Eidus, it's testimony. What kind of testimony that what? This is testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to place his Shechina in Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the most incredible thing, goes ahead and constricts and limits his presence into a very narrow, small place. Kach, call Echad mi Yisrael, every single Jew, Kishu Mechen es Atzme, if we prepare ourselves, V'nasik Kli L'Asheraz HaShechina, we become the vessel for Hashem to dwell in our midst. Sha'ashechina Shoyre Boi Mamish Bevadai, very strong language. The Shechina will dwell in a Jew for certain, without question. Ay, Vim Toima, you're going to ask, Eich Yochalias Yilud Isha, how is it possible that a human born of a woman, Shigi Ashchina Shoyre B'toicha, what, how is that going to happen? That the Shechina should dwell in a human? Like I just, the piece that we just learned. Like I'm showing you off. After all, I love this. Your mother was a woman. Right? Like Rabbi Wein says, and I have rights to talk about Jewish women. I come from a long line of Jewish women. Continues the pasuk, it's Mishkan Eidus al pi Moshe, according to the mouth of Moshe. Shechina Isa medaberes mitoch reinu shel Moshe. We all know the Shechina spoke right out of his mouth. Meaning, another greater test. This testament. What's the testament? The haraya. What came out of Moshe's mouth? Hashem's word. Achai. This is how he writes. Achai, my brothers. Vani, miu medaber. Tell me something. Who is the one who's talking when I speak? One's body, after one is already departed, cannot speak even a word. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, you know who's speaking? The holy soul that my holy father brought into me. That's what speaks. So why is it such a kasha how the Shekhinah can dwell in me if right now the Shekhinah is speaking out of my mouth? And the same is true for any one of us. Who's the one who's speaking? It's the neshama. The body can't speak. These are the pikudei Mishkan, laws of the Mishkan of testimony that was commanded alpi Moshe, through the mouth of Moshe. Bifi Moshe yapakad Hashchina, in the mouth of Moshe were the commandments of the Shechina. Ubechol Yisrael hu gam kena pikudin. And that same pikudin exists in every single one of us. V'amishkan u'edis. This is all, the Mishkan is testimony that this is the case. So you see that the Rebbe Shem holds up Moshe as the prize, the trophy. Here you are. Moshe Rabbeinu is the trophy that shows that a person can reach the most incredible, sublime levels of Ruchnius. Okay? Now, how do we glean that from Moshe? So take a look at this Maranayim. It's a two-sided sheet in Daf Kuf Tzadik. He's commenting here about the prosecution of Haman. Remember, Haman rejoiced because his lot fell out on Zion Adar, and it was Yom Shemes by the month Shemes by Moshe, right? Let's take a look. Let's start over here on this left hand column on Kuf Tzadik. Vihine Harosha. Got it? Vihine Harosha Yamapal Agom Yom Yom Chedesh Chedesh. We know that Haman Harosha threw the lots from day to day, from month to month. What was his goal? L'chalois es amenu, to destroy our nation. B'nei Yisroel b'chodesh Adar, in the month of Adar. M'pnei shebzayin Adar meis Moshe Rabbeinu olam v'shalom. And his great joy was because Moshe Rabbeinu died. V'layoda shebzayin Adar noyedon Moshe. K'mavar b'di b'chazal. And he didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu died and Zion Adar, as is explained by Chazal. What's up with this thing? Who cares if Moshe was born? Who cared if Moshe died? Why is that relevant to the salvation of Klai? So, where does it play a role? Va'inyan di'isa b'zayar kodesh. The Zayar writes, the same words quoted here in Perek Mem Beis by the Balatani. Ispashtu say de Moshe b'chol dora v'dora. The emanation, the spreading of Moshe Rabbeinu is in each and every generation. Ad shitin ribidora, until 600,000 shitin, 60 ten-thousands. How much is that?
600,000.
60 ten-thousands. Okay. That many generations. V'zeu inyan b'chinas hadas. He is identical to what the Balatanya was teaching us. This is the concept of the das sheyesh l'chol echod ve'echod miyisrael v'hasig b'torah. The ability that Jews have to comprehend any Torah idea comes from this nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'akoyel al yedei hadas b'chinas Moshe. Everything comes through the das, which is this concept of Moshe. Shehu hayadas shel klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the das. Here we go. V'yesh d'chol echod ve'echod nitzutz dover ma. Every one of us has a spark, some level of a portion. Every one of us has, some of us have more, some of us have less, but that within us which is able to comprehend a godly Torah idea is the Moshe Rabbeinu that exists inside each and every one of us. So that every one of us can know, can grasp, can understand some idea. They each and every one of us, according to our nature, our comprehension, our abilities, every one of us is different. We have different interests in different areas of Torah. Everybody's got their own thing. And commensurate with the level, the understanding, the style of Moshe that each of us. So some of us have Moshe Rabbeinu's Kabbalistic interests, some of us have Moshe Rabbeinu's Halachic interests, some of us have the Drush and so on. And then we have, there's different levels, there's different, some of us just enjoy buying this forum that Moshe Rabbeinu liked. So there's, everybody's got their own portion, right? Next paragraph. Ulchein Amar Chazal. For this reason, Chazal teach us, Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Havishval Ruach, Bifnei Kol Adam. The Mishnah says, a person should be exceedingly humble before every person. How can Chazal possibly command, right? In the Torah, there's no mitzvah to be humble. Torah praises Moshe Rabbeinu, but there's no mitzvah. Comes the Mishnah and commands us to be humble. How can you command a person to be humble? What's that idea? So he says, "Halezeu davash nishtavach Moshe Rabbeinu alashon b'midzu b'teru." After all, it's even more unreasonable because you're telling us that we should do something about which Moshe Rabbeinu was praised. Well, doesn't that suggest to you that it's clearly something very sublime and holy and very big, much bigger than us? You know, they don't say to us, you know, you should become like whoever the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So why does Chazal in the Mishnah assume that you can command people to be humble? How can you expect anybody other than Moshe to come to the level of Ma'id Ma'id Havishvaru? Very, very. It's an unfair demand.
Say that about anything.
How can you be like Aaron HaKohen? Where else does it say Ma'id Ma'id?
So I'm saying the concept that Moshe Rabbeinu was humble.
Right, but he's saying that, I think he's focusing mostly on the Ma'id Ma'id. Acha Inyan, who, up to the top of the next page, Kuf Tzadik Aleph. Acha Inyanu K'moshe K'savti, Sheyesh L'chol Echad Mi'Yisrael B'chinas Moshe. Each of us has a portion of Moshe within us. Vehu hadas shaloi. That Moshe is whatever level of das we have, that's the Moshe within us. V'alkein tzivu chazal ma'oid ma'oid havishval ruach. For this reason, come chazal and command us that a person should be ma'oid ma'oid humble. He says, I'm going to prove to each and every Jew that we all have a Moshe. How do you know? Because every one of us is convinced that we have some level of Das. Right? And if that's the case, even if we have just a tiny drop of Das, that is the Moshe that you got. Im kain, whatever component of Moshe you have, use that same component to acquire and to bring out the other midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was his humility. So no person wants to deny that they have the das. He says it's a package. If you got the das, use the hanava. And if you don't, if you're going to argue, well, I have no das. Should you argue you have no das? Chazal say a person who has no das, a dead carcass, stands higher than him, is better than him. Therefore, even if you have just a little bit of das, you can accomplish the goal of being a shval ruach. It still isn't going to be on the level of Moshe. Shahayu loya saga tsuma v'niflo b'zeh. Nobody's asking you to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had an incredible, awesome, deep, integrated anava. Nobody's asking you that. But, somewhat. Now, this next paragraph is so magnificent. So we're in Kuf Tzadik Aleph, second paragraph here in Moronai. It says about Moshe Rabbeinu, some strange reason the Rebbeinu Shalom decided that no person should know where Moshe is buried. Vosapis. How come? Because it's to teach us what we've just learned here. She's Pashtusa de Moshe Bechol Dora, that Moshe Rabbeinu's emanation, he's spread over all generations. He's not buried anywhere, and he's buried everywhere. You know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried? He's buried within each and every one of us. When it says that nobody knows his kvura, we're not going to know where Moshe is concealed, he's buried. Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is trying to tell us he is buried in the das of each and every Jew. Torah says he's buried Bigai. What's it, this a guy? It's not G-Y-U. G-Y. G-U-Y. You know where Moshe's true das it really is? Eitzel mishu shuffle be'enav kigai ve'enim izgah. He's like a person who is in his eyes like a valley. A valley can't be seen from the surface. It's buried. It's beneath the surface. He's not. He has no arrogance. Sham izgahayu kidovi David Zara. Because Chazal say that he who is arrogant is like an idolater. That's a person who's totally void of das. Comes the Torah and says, where is this guy that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried? Mul Beis Pa'or. It's the opposite of Beis Pa'or. What's Beis Pa'or? Beis Pa'or is the idolatry. Moshe is buried in a person who is Mul Beis Pa'or. He's buried in a place which is exactly the opposite of idolatry, which is arrogance. Gaius, call him his God. Anybody who's arrogant is like he's an idolator. Ratzalayma, Shadaz Ganus, where does Trudas exist? It's a Mishu Shafal Be'enav by a person who is humble in his eyes. V'minaged v'hepach Beis Pa'or. It is the total opposite of Beis Pa'or, Shu'avay Dezor, which is idolatry. Shekalam is God, because Chazal tell us anybody who's arrogant is Kilo Avid of Dezor, as if he has served idols. Achina Ona Vashafel, but a person who is humble, who can Menaged Lidavazeh, he is the opposite, Vepecha Bamish, the total polar opposite. Sham Hadas Vamiti Gornuz Vetamun, that's where true Das is. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu's grave concealed? Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to tell us that he's buried in each and every Jew. And we can access it through humility. Adas and humility go hand in hand. The minute you see arrogance, you know that you're dealing with a person who lacks das. The language that Chazal use is about Haman, that Haman rejoiced because it was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. And what he didn't know is not only was it the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died, but it was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. And the Mefarshim ask, it should have read the opposite. It should have said, it was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born and the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. You don't put the death before the birth. So I don't remember, one of the Talmid the Baal Shem says this very Nakuda. No, he died first, and he was reborn in all of Klal Yisrael. Because the Ispashtus of Moshe is B'chol Dor V'dor. Maybe that's what the Baal Tanya said. I think. Is that what he wrote here in Perek Mevayis? I think that's what he said. Al Kalpunim, this is this concept of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Ar Yitzchak taught us that Moshe Rabbeinu was literally a gestalt of the Mishkan, that the Mishkan is created and designed to drive home how a Jew perfects himself to turn into a place of Ashuras Hashchina. That was the Avodah of the Mishkan. Who was the one who originally put up the Mishkan? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a microcosm. He was the Mishkan in human form. So, Shani Meirschas is Maris, and Mishkan is Maris, and he's the Eidus, he's the testimony that each of us can attain this. So that's the message that he's teaching us here about Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah, about how a person can sanctify themselves to the point where they literally become a virtual Makim Hashuras Hashchina. All right.
I thought he was going to go something different.